I've been out for a walk this morning already. We went out in between a couple of tracks earlier on because I had to show Terry where somewhere was, and it was under the tunnel here near the Riverside Centre. We won't say where we were going to, but you kind of surprised me. You didn't even know it was there, did you?
No, it's only because I've never really walked this side in Newport before, so I've only sort of been in like the town centre bit. Like, I've never been to like further out here.
Hey, look, Terry's in, as you know. He's our adult learner, and today is kind of a sad-ish day, but also a good day as well, because you've completed the course. You've once again... Do you want to tell us what you've done this morning, what you've achieved?
Okay, yeah, so I've recorded one of my podcasts as usual, but I think... Why it's, I think, considered to be completed, it's because Ian told me he wanted me to... record it, upload it completely on my own without any assistance.
So you sold yourself a little bit short there, because what you've done is you've written it, you've voiced it, you've edited it, you've produced it, then you've uploaded it, and it's now on our system. So there's a lot more to what you said.
Yeah.
And you achieved this last bit, which we just wanted to see whether it wasn't a fluke.
Okay.
And I've got news for you, it wasn't. So well done, Terry. And your progression now is you're going to be part of the Monday afternoon show. So Kitty and Alan are going to welcome you with open arms on Monday afternoon, just before 1 o'clock, because you're going to be joining the Monday afternoon team. So well done. Are you happy with that?
Yeah, I am.
Good. Good for you. Now, what have you been doing over the last week?
Well, something that I've done recently, I sort of went back to... trying out a bit of voice acting again, and I know another week I said I was doing it, so it's more like I kind of stopped and started with it, and here I was just sort of continuing with it when I said I was going to try and do my own take on doing voice acting for this game, where the voice acting was, really poor, because it was only done by, like, sound technicians who had no experience for it. So I sort of just did the process of that yesterday, but I was only doing, like, one character sort of at a time, and this character, I think, was like the opposite end of, rather than having voice acting that's so, mundane that it's bad, his voice acting was so over the top that it was bad. So then I had to sort of, in my take, it sort of change the tone so it would suit this sort of tragic character a little bit more.
What about in the next hour? Have you got the script with you?
Oh, what, for...
Yeah, could you do some on the air?
For what I recorded? No, because the thing is, it was... No, because I'd already recorded it at home. I think I saved it on my computer at home, and not only that, the script was... Well, it was part of the game, so I kind of had, like, a video that I made with clips of each piece of dialogue, and then I had my own method.
You can't give us a little taster, then?
Well, no, it sort of put me on the spot a bit. No, because I think I'm very perfectionist when it comes to this sort of stuff, where... recording it on the spot, I feel like, oh, I know, I don't sound so good live.
Okay, look, what we're going to do is we're going to try and talk you into it, okay, in the next hour, hopefully, fingers crossed. You say you've gone back to your voice acting and so on.
Yeah.
Would it be fair to say that since coming here, you started to believe in yourself a little bit more?
Yeah, I think so.
Good, I'm glad, because you seem a lot more confident, and let's say it's just nice to see, because when you first turned up, I think you were a bit timid, is a word that I would use.
Yeah.
Yeah, but not anymore.
Mm.
You're quite bossy now.
Do you think I'm bossy?